We are going to hear about one of our local success stories, first of all. King's Academy prospect in Tilehurst has been requiring improvement for 12 years until Ofsted rated them good, with some elements outstanding, back in October. So what has changed in that more than a decade? Well, I've been along to find out and spoke to Deputy Head Mary Morris and Head Teacher David Littlemore. And David's been telling me a bit more about their school.
Well, we're a local community school. We have students from all over the world that come to Prospect. And that's a real privilege for me to be Head Teacher of a school with such a varied background of people, of students. It's a wide community of various different backgrounds and students that and families, really, that want a really good education in the local community for them to be in.
So, geographically then, you're taking children from Tilehurst, Southcote, Reading Town Centre, as far as the Oxford Road, and some of those children will be, or young people, I suppose, is the more appropriate term, will be young people who don't have English as a first language, Mary.
Yeah, that's about 30% of our students. English is their second language, and they come to us with varying degrees of competency. We have some students who their English is really good. We have some students who literally they will have got off the plane and we will be their first stop and they will have never spoken English before. One of the things we're really proud of is the way that we support them in their first language. Wherever possible, we will get them GCSEs, A-levels in their first language, but we also encourage them to develop English as a second language. And we have a really, really high success rate with that. They're a really successful group of students. And we have students come, obviously, we have a lot of students who come through choice. Families have moved over here for work or in search of a better life. We've also got, over the last 5 years, we've had, I think, nearly about 30 refugee students join us from Syria, from Afghanistan. Currently got three students from the Ukraine. So students who have seen some, you know, really tragic things in their lives, but they absolutely enhance our school. I think one of our proudest moments was a Syrian refugee student who joined us 4 years ago, spoke no English at all, got four unconditional offers to go to university, and he's now at the University of Kingston studying cybersecurity. That's a really, really proud moment for us.
Let's talk about Ofsted. Let's talk about the school's reputation. So you have been requires improvement in Ofsted terms since 2010. So that is 12 years, three Ofsteds in that time delivered a requires improvement verdict. Now you are good as of your Ofsted at the beginning of October. That is a serious achievement. It seems almost flippant to say, well, how have you done that? Because goodness only knows, you know, the kind of Herculean effort required. But in a nutshell, what's changed?
In the main, we've really looked at what was important to the students and getting the students to really start to believe in their education and the school that they come to. I think that starts with creating a bit of a change, a shift in their character in terms of how they approach school. And I think that's been the real key bit to get, because school's about people. It is about people. It's about the students, about the staff that work in the school. And it's about making sure that the students and staff feel happy to be at the school. And once they feel that they're part of a community, that's when you see the change start to happen.
So, Mary, how do you think the reputation of the school over the years has changed in that 12 years? Because you've been here for most of that time. Talk me through it.
There's always been a core of our local community who have been incredibly supportive. And there's been, you know, a strong group of people who have believed in our future and believe that we will get there. I think what we've seen, so, you know, Ofsted, they come in for 2 days, but actually it isn't 2 days that this happened in. This has happened over the last 4 or 5 years, working really, really hard, like David says, towards giving all our students that sense of ambition and aspiration and believing that they're actually, what we want at the end of the day is when our students walk out of the gate at 3:15, that their heads are held high and they're really proud to walk down the Bath Road in their school uniform and show that they are from King's Academy Prospect. And I really think they do that. I think a lot of it has come from the students themselves, and it's the students going out and saying, do you know what, I am a really good school and I have really good opportunities. I get to do really good things here. I'm taught really well. So the students are our best ambassadors. And certainly, you know, if I'm driving into work in the mornings and I see them walking in, and I feel really proud to see them because they look amazing and they do walk with their heads held high. And I think that's been really, really important, the way we've given the students that sense of belief in themselves.
As a head teacher, it strikes me that you are, you know, doing a variety of roles here, right? You're a manager, you're a teacher, you're effectively a, you know, the CEO of a business, you know, these are all things that you have to deal with day in, day out. So where does the pleasure come in for you? What do you, when you walk out of here, you get back in your car, you go home, what constitutes a good day? Is that success with a pupil? Is it, you know, obviously getting a good Ofsted is right up there, but aside from those things, what are the real positives day to day for you?
I mean, as Mary said, I mean, the Ofsted is a 2-day detailed look at what has been going on over time, and the Ofsted inspectors did say that to us. You know, it's not just the 2 days, it's over time. There's so many different things that give me the pleasure of being why I'm a head teacher, and it's quite hard really to find one or two things, but I think ultimately it is about having happy students and students that are really proud to be prospect students, and that they are want to get the badge. We've got badges, they want to get the badges, they want to do well, they want to learn, they want to be whatever they want to be. So for me, I think I reflect on the way home mostly around that, really, around if it's been a good day whereby a student has shown me something or we've had a discussion about something. So yesterday ended with three of our leadership team, sixth form team, that are trying to organise their sixth form prom. They've done a whole heap of research on 5 or 6 different venues in Reading, and which one's the most best value, how much it's going to cost per person, etc., etc. Full presentation, sitting around this desk. And they're the sort of little things that, you know, I think as a head teacher, you get a bit of, not joy in that way, but it's just quite an amusing event where they're presenting a real series. They did it really seriously for a prom. And I was thinking, you know, you need to maybe take your studies even more seriously. No, they do. And actually, two of the students have just been offered interviews at Oxford, actually. So they're, and that's the other side of it as well. You know, they're two of our students with Oxford places potentially, but they're very keen on organising their prom. So it's those things, really.
It is those moments with students. It's like when a student, he came up to me at lunchtime. One of my favourite bits of the day is I do the lunch queue duty every day. I have the most amazing conversation with students who tell me completely random things about their day. A student who hadn't been getting it right, but she'd been given a reward postcard. She was beaming. Her smile was this wide. And it is those moments. I was on a school trip on Tuesday night, watching England beat Wales on a little laptop with about 12 boys crowded round. Missed the first goal, made it back for the second goal. And it's little moments like that, getting to share moments of their lives and knowing that you've made a difference to them. Mm. Those little moments when I still teach also, those little moments where you've been trying to explain something really complex. I teach at the other end of the school. I teach A-level psychology. And when you're trying to explain a concept to them and suddenly you literally do see the light bulb flick on top of their heads and they're like, oh, I get this now. Mm. It's amazing. It's a real privilege to know that every day you are changing children's life chances.
Mm. It's really nice to hear that, because quite often in the media we hear about the droves of teachers leaving the profession. It's not a rewarding, it's not a financially viable profession anymore. But I sense that actually there are still people who feel very passionately about staying in teaching, and it can be as rewarding as it ever has been.
It is really rewarding, but it is equally tougher than it has ever been, and we are not funded well enough. You know, incentives for teachers to stay in teaching are not enough.
David, what are the challenges going forward? Because you don't stay as a good school with outstanding leadership by resting on your laurels, do you? And you've got to continue to work at the level that you have been working at. But what are the challenges, do you think, that are things you need to overcome going forward?
That's it's a tough question, really. I think the inspector at the end of the second day said, we're judging leadership and management as outstanding because we as a team, as an inspection team, we feel that this school in 3-4 years can be outstanding in all areas. At that moment, I did get a bit emotional at that point because that was quite a big moment, you know, for us to be given that approval, really, in a way. So that therefore now has already set in motion a huge amount of challenges in how we can get overall effectiveness as outstanding, and we can get outstanding in all areas. The challenges therefore are, how are we going to do that? I think we have to constantly review what we're doing. I think between myself and my leadership team and the trust, we are always looking at how we can make it better in terms of smarter way of working, you know, not to be doing, as Mary said, around workload. It's about, we need to assess and we need to give students feedback, but we look at ways of doing that that is more efficient.
But also, you know, we're in a cost of living crisis.
Yeah, exactly.
You've still got to balance the books here,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
The radiators are on. It's warm in your office,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
But we've heard about schools that are having to...
It's not actually normally on, so I don't know when it was, but yeah. It has
but,
been,
you
I
know,
have been holding out to December. But yeah, you're right. We've done a lot of reviews of what we're spending money on. I mean, lights off, computers now all go off at 6 o'clock at night in the whole school. They just auto shut off. You might think that's a small thing, but that saves a bit of money on electricity. I've been through all the budgets, the lines of where we can make little savings, challenging some of our providers to give us a better deal on things, which they generally do, but they're obviously in the same position themselves, having to, you know, make money themselves as businesses. So it's a bit of a, it is, yeah, as head teacher, you're having to do lots of different things and balance lots of different areas. But ultimately, I will not, it's about the money being focused on the right things, which are supporting our teachers to deliver high quality lessons and supporting our students in the school to be able to access that so that they can learn and that they can get the progress that they need.
Just finally, when it comes to, you know, you won't always have success with students. But one thing that I always sense from teachers is that unwavering ability to never give up with a youngster, which it must be utterly exhausting
always.
For you.
Yeah, that is, yeah. I mean, that's, in a way, having not always been a teacher, I did work in a different industry before teaching, but every day is a new day in teaching. Every hour, actually, is a different hour, which is why it's such a great job, because it's you're never, never, never bored, ever. But what I mean by that is that you move forward with a student. So a student might get something wrong, absolutely, but you will explain to them why, and you will speak to their families, and we'll have a conversation about it, and we will continue to work with them to get it right. In the end, we teach them how to learn. So we teach them how to read, and we teach them how to write, obviously, basics. But at school, at Prospect, we also teach them about how to behave, because that's what's being a decent human being going forward in the community and the bigger, wider world is what it's all about.
Do you ever sort of go home at the end of the day and sort of take that home with you, though, when you're struggling with a student, Mary, or you've had a really challenging time? As a teacher, I sense that if you really care about it, it's very difficult to leave behind at school, isn't it?
Yeah, you do worry about them. And, we do know that we will have some students going home to not warm houses, to not enough food, to maybe three or four children sharing a bed. But for those little moments where you make a difference to a student, where they exceed your expectations, where they maybe they get into the sixth form and you know that you've made a real difference to their life chances and what their lives are going to be like in the future. I wouldn't go as far to say that we're saving lives, but we're certainly making them a lot better. And, you know, like all the vocations, that does give you the warm fuzzies when you're driving home on the M4.
That's Deputy Head Mary Morris from King's Academy Prospect and Head Teacher David Littlemore. Just nice to hear a success story in education, isn't it, every now and again. Here's Michael Bublé now then. Holly Jolly Christmas on BBC Radio Berkshire.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.